Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. And I'll start with my tuning in chant like I always do. Thanks. Om Namo Gurudev Namo I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite, beautiful, amazing, fabulous, wonderful wisdom that's within me, and it's all around me. It's within all of us. We all have this amazing, amazing, beautiful connection, and we don't always realize it, but it's kind of, I guess how I look at it is, it takes a little slowing down sometimes to sit and know your connection. Meditation does help, and I've been doing that for a long time, but I don't meditate in quite the same way as I used to. I used to get up every morning and really early, and we do 2.5 hours of prayer and yoga and meditation and chanting and blah, 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 all that stuff. And I just don't do it the same way. At some point, I came to this realization that I wanted my whole life to be my meditation. And so I guess my goal is to just always kind of be in this conscious state. I mean, they talk about, it's mindfulness, et cetera. So, some of my favorite meditations are walking meditation, dog walking meditation, riding my bike meditation, washing the dishes meditation. Sometimes just sitting here and staring out the window at the trees meditation. Anyway, and sometimes I just sit with my eyes closed, and sometimes I chant, sometimes I recite. All kinds of meditation. It doesn't have to be, we've always had this idea, it has to be this like perfect thing and you're sitting in full lotus and blah, blah, blah. So no, it doesn't have to be like that. One of the things I've been really enjoying is this one chant, which I think I talked about it last week. And it's a chant I've known for quite a long time, but for some, whatever reason, I hadn't really even thought of it in years. And when my dear, beloved mentor friend, probably my best friend in some ways, when he passed recently, and I'm still very sad about it, even though I can talk to him on the other plane. This chant came to me, and the lovely thing is it was written by the Sikh guru, the third Sikh guru, Guru Amar Das, and he was somebody who Michael, my dear friend, loved Guru Amar Das. That was his favorite Sikh guru. There were 10 of them. And so anyway, I thought I'd do a little bit of that chant and read a little bit what it's about. The interesting thing is they talk about it as the mantra for chaos. What can you do when the world turns to shambles around you? Where do you go when chaos takes over your life, filling your days and nights with pressure, fear, tension, and stress? How can you survive when you feel under attack and completely overwhelmed? So it was interesting that this chant came to me because I hadn't felt like my life was in chaos, although because my dear friend Michael passed into another dimension, I was used to being able to just call him anytime, any place, pretty much. Although it had been more challenging in the last few months because of him kind of being in and out of hospital and stuff. So I'm having to really shift to this new reality. But then the beautiful thing that I read, talking about this chant, was the dynamic, loving energy of the infinite source of all is dancing within my every cell and is present in my every limb. My individual consciousness merges with the universal consciousness. So that's the actual meaning of this chant, which I'm telling you, just reading that sent me into this kind of ecstasy of absolute bliss and joy. Just made me feel so happy. So anyway, let me just chant it a little bit, and I have found a lovely, if anyone's interested, you can write to me at elizabethsadhu@gmail.com, and ask what the actual chant is. But I found this fabulous chant that I've been listening to, especially while I'm driving in the car, and just I turn it up full blast and just sing along really loud. But anyway, I'll do it a little bit for you now. Ang sang vahe guru, ang sang vahe guru, ang sang vahe guru, ang sang vahe guru. Ang sang vahe guru, ang sang vahe guru, ang sang vahe guru, ang sang vahe guru. Ang sang vahe guru, ang sang vahe guru, ang sang vahe guru. So, the dynamic, loving energy of the infinite source of all is dancing within my every cell and is present in my every limb. My individual consciousness merges with the universal consciousness. And so there's many reasons why I loved that. Partly this idea we are basically we're connected, the infinite source of all, and we are the infinite source of all. And it's I love it. They use the word dancing. I mean, I love to dance. I think that's when I'm in my most joy. Although I've noticed now it's spreading out to the rest of my life. Then you know this idea which I've been talking about and everybody talks about, we are one, we are one, we are one. My individual consciousness merges with the universal consciousness. So anyway, if you're feeling at all like you have chaos in your life, I've read that this mantra is good for that. But somehow it clicked with me in this huge way. And I love it how that'll happen. I'll get something will just pop into my head. And it's like, oh, I haven't thought about that in a long time. Or, oh, that chant. Yeah. And seriously, I don't think I've chanted it from 10 or whatever, however many years. I can't remember. So that was just this lovely thing. And then this morning I did draw another Voyager card, and I got Woman of Cups, the Rejoicer, which then, of course, put the cap on more bliss for me and more joy. A friend of mine reminded me about being in gratitude. And even though my catchphrase is I'm wallowing in gratitude, sometimes I just needed a little jump start. So she reminded me about just being thankful, you know, and so that helped give me a little kickstart back on my joy path. I mean, partly I am processing my friend Michael passing to another dimension. And like I said, he is talking to me, and he said, you will get used to talking to me in this new way. But it's still, I just want to pick up the phone and call him. And I just still have these moments of sadness, which I'm sure will come up because I just can't even believe that he's not on this plane anymore. So anyway, Woman of Cups, Rejoicer. So what I'll do is I kind of sit and meditate a bit on what's the card supposed to be. And one thing I know about this show is it's for me, but it's for everyone because it's that aspect of we are one. We are all one in universal consciousness because we all, whatever we do affects the other one. So this is for me and for all of us. Like the seashell, lotus, and cup, you are receptive to life. You let it fill your heart. You hear, taste, touch, and smell its essence. You are deeply moved by life's surges and tides, oceanic in the depth of your feelings. You express your gratitude to life through the celebration of love, reverence, and bliss. And so I thought, well, boy, is that the perfect card for this morning. So really lovely. Very fabulous. Just made me feel very joyful and happy and you know, grateful, of course. I mean, they talk about gratitude, and I do continue to wallow in gratitude, and I feel so blessed. I mean, I have the most amazing husband, and I have the most amazing son and daughter, and I have lovely friends. I have an amazing home. I am so grateful for all that I have, and I mean, I realizing too, the one of the things that I've been wanting to change is I would love to lose some weight, but I'm realizing I'm just letting go of that also, and I'm just really focusing on being very, very present and even in my eating, like what is it that would feel good for me, and focusing on just stopping when I'm full, you know, or even right before I'm full. I've been doing more stretching and I've been doing more yoga and some more kind of fun exercising. And I have been doing some pet sitting. So then every day, of course, you go for a nice walk with the dog, and I'm throwing the ball for the dog and being in the joy around that. And anyway, just so grateful for my life. And so anyway, okay, so I'm getting that I'm supposed to do another chant. What is it? Oh, okay, they're telling me to do the chant for miracles, and mainly they're saying to do this because there's so much chaos, haha, Ang Sang Vaiguru, the chaos and craziness and what appears in the 3D world to be super negative stuff going on with the election, and just, you know, and it's easy to get caught up in it. But basically, it's all good. It's all part of the healing crisis that's going on, and it's actually good. I'm so grateful for all that's happening, and it's bringing a lot of stuff to light that was there but wasn't talked about. And so things are serving their beautiful purpose and things are healing. And I was getting in meditation the other night that it takes a little time. You know, we've had all this crap for a long, long time, but we're making moves, we're making progress, and doesn't look pretty always, but so I'm focusing on the love everywhere in everyone. So let me do the chant for miracles. It's kind of like it helps lift us out of wallowing around in a possible negativity, and just it helps shift the energy. Sometimes we feel like we need a miracle. Dun dun ram das guru jinasidya tinesavariya puri hoe karamat opposite of jinahare dhariya Sikki ate sangati parabrahma karana masakariya atala ataho tolatu tera antana paravariya jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utariya labalo bakamakro de maho marakade tu de sa paravariya dana sotera tanahe sachatera pesakariya Nanak tu lehna tu hai guru amaratu vicharia guru ditata manasadariya guru ditata manasadariya. Okay, the lady just came on and said I have about a minute and a half left, and so I've got the two Michaels here with me, and they, of course, they're with me all the time. So it's Archangel Michael and my Michael, who apparently is going to be kind of like a guardian angel for me, which I so appreciate. And they are so happy. My dear friend Michael, who passed, had so much health. He's so many health problems, so much kind of physical challenge in his life. And he is just like so happy. He's like a little kid. He's giggling with joy, and Archangel Michael is with him, and Archangel Michael was like his buddy. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little choked up. I'm so happy to see him be so free. And so I guess part of what I'm saying here is that death is not a bad thing. It's hard for us who are left behind because we miss them in that form. But he is so happy. Oh my gosh, he's just like dancing with joy and skipping around, and he's kind of doing that, you know, kicking his heels up kind of thing. So Absolutely beautiful and so joyful. And thank you all so much for joining me. And I'm going to go out on many blessings. Aung San Waheguru. 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 Much love and many blessings.